Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, so today's the day we spend some time reflecting and praying on the challenge we've been looking at all week. And this week we've been looking at self-denial, and particularly fasting. It was very common in Jesus' day for people to deny themselves food as a way to focus on God and avoid distractions, as a way to discipline their bodies, and as a way to care for others. And people still do that today. But today and yesterday, people can do it for the wrong reasons as well. They can be motivated by looking religious in front of others, wanting everybody to know how sacrificial they are, how religious they are. And so Jesus challenged his followers to continue practice of fasting at important times of decision, or to care for others, or to discipline themselves, but to make sure nobody knew about it, to go about their daily life as if they were normal and healthy and eating well, and that because of that, they would be honoring God and God alone rather than themselves. So we're going to take some time to pray about that, and I'm going to encourage you to pause, take a little bit of quiet to focus yourself before we do pray. God, you give us everything. You give us food, but more than that, you give us our bodies. You give us this world that we live in and all it provides for us. You give us our very lives. You are the great provider. You give us exactly what we need and enough of what we need. But we confess that we often take more than we need. We waste. We eat as a way to distract ourselves. We engage in all kinds of activities to distract ourselves, and we don't give a relationship with you what we should, because we're giving our time and our attention to other things. We thank you that you still provide for us. You still give to us. You give us more and more. You love us, even though we've not loved you back. Even though we've not taken care of your creation, we're taking care of all that you've given us in particular. So we ask that you would teach us self-discipline and focus and generosity. Whatever it is we need to fast from, whether it's food or social media or TV or whatever, there's something in our life we need to learn to push aside. We pray, Lord, that you, your Holy Spirit, would teach us, give us the courage and strength to do something so countercultural as this. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great weekend. Saturday is a great day for rest. Sunday is a day for community. And if you're not part of a Christian community, we are starting a new one in Ajax. And so I'd invite you to visit our website and get in touch with me. I'd love to tell you about the face-to-face community we hope and pray arises out of this online and mobile community. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.